first of all, I don't mind using my name at all. I don't mind. I'm not ashamed of what I've seen. I think people should talk more often about what they see. But my name is Gary Travis. Presently, I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm a business owner. I have my own plane. I've been flying for 43 years, and I've got my own airplane, a small four-seat plane, single engine. Actually, the first sighting that I reported to the media was in 2011. I was at a beach house at night, and I was filming. It was a gorgeous full moon coming up, so I got my video camera out. And I was filming this full moon coming up, and all of a sudden, during the filming process, I see these orbs appear off and on. It's as if, almost like somebody flipped a switch. It were not flares. Some people would think they might have been some kind of flares, but flares do not behave like the lights I saw. During the course of 20 minutes, I videotaped about a dozen of these lights in various parts of the sky or the ocean. I sent a video clip of that to the Myrtle Beach news station. They aired it on their news the next night, and they claim it's probably the most viral, it's the most viewed video they've ever shown on their newscast. But and it's kind of funny how they play X-Files theme music while they're watching the video. I think that's pretty typical. But that was not the best sighting. Was about the best sighting was actually a couple of weeks before that one. I was flying my plane in that same airport on the beach. The same beach I was about to land my plane. I was over the ocean. I think it was about a week, actually. I think it was October the 5th, 2011. I was flying over the ocean, about ready to land, and I started seeing the lights actually in June of 2011. My video took place on October 12, 2011. I had probably at least a half dozen sightings between June and October. It was about the fourth sighting, I guess. I was actually flying my plane. Looked to my left, saw one of these orange lights over the ocean in about the same spot that you've seen go up here. I was so curious about it. I've seen these things before, but now I'm in my plane, so I got a real good chance to maybe get a closer look. So I take a left turn, and my plane flies over the ocean about 3 miles. And before I could get to the light, it pretty much just disappeared completely. I remember the strangest thought when I was flying toward the light of the ocean, because, you hear stories about people seeing strange things in the sky. They might be driving a car or something, and the car engines just stall out, or all the electronics die out, or the engine stops running, or whatever. And I had a brief thought in my mind. I'm flying over the ocean in the dark, and I'm thinking, if my engine quits, it's not going to be nice to go swimming this late. But look, fortunately, that happened. I got close to the light. It disappeared. I never really got a better look at it. I could tell it was getting a little bit larger as I got close to it. Then it just kind of snapped. It just disappeared completely all of a sudden, just like all the other sightings I've seen. The lights would last anywhere between 10 seconds or 45 seconds. And I've seen them do strange maneuvers over the ocean at night. On a few occasions I've seen them over the ocean. I've seen them swirl and dive. I've seen two lights just spin around each other. Excuse me. Just seen some strange maneuvers. I ruled out any kind of military flares. These sightings are ongoing in that part of the coastline, anywhere between Wilmington and North Carolina or down to Myrtle Beach. These sightings are pretty frequent. All you have to do is go to the website, New Force, I believe it's NUFORC, where they list sightings by state and dates. You can sort by states like South Carolina, North Carolina, Myrtle Beach area. You'll see hundreds of reports about strange orange lights over the ocean. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you know about this already, but a couple of years after my sightings and my video on the Myrtle Beach news station, I get this call from a British studio. They're doing a TV show for Discovery Networks. They didn't tell me what name it was chosen to be. They said it was a documentary about UFOs. had a strange sighting. So I said, hey, that's when I'll be in. And I said, sure, I'll be in. I'm talking about it. They came to Ocean Isle Beach. They had, I met them there, and I think it was January 2013, I believe. We reenacted the sighting where I was flying. I had a guy on a plane with me that was one of the main people in the show. His name was Mike Vera. He's you see him a lot on Discovery Network channels. He's been on the Ancient Aliens TV show a lot. Anyway, Mike Vera and I flying around, cameraman in the back seat, there, sort of reenacting my sighting over the ocean. And about a year later, they showed my episode on TV. I was only in 4 minutes. It was an hour show called Uncovering Aliens. They only did 4 episodes before they pulled the plug on the series, but mine was actually one of the first ones they filmed. But after about an interview of an hour and a half, flying around for an hour and a half, and then another interview in a warehouse talking about the sightings that I've had in the past before that, and for about an hour and a half, I made it down about 4 minutes. That was an hour show, which is fine. I know they get the highlights. It aired on the network. It aired on the Discovery Channel. Science Channel, it's like five channels they own. I guess Science Channel, the American Hero Channel, Animal Planet. These episodes were aired on all those stations on the Discovery Network channels. It was aired dozens of times, and I got to meet some really nice people. Through that, they saw the episode I was in, a lot of people contacting me and asking more about the sightings. A lot of nice people, but the main thing is, some people are afraid to report things, strange things they see, but I didn't have a video camera the day in the plane, unfortunately, but a week later I had a video camera going on the beach and I got dozens of things on video, and I could send you a link to that at some point so you can see that clip I sent to the news station. Like I said, my family, I'm divorced now, but during the time, my kids were a lot younger, and I was still married when this all happened, but there was a little bit of ridicule from my own family. Didn't want me to talk about it, thinking it embarrassed the family, but I just don't understand all that. I was telling people what I saw. I still see things today. I'll see lights occasionally. I've seen a few things other than lights. I've seen some strange things on the beach. Just less than a year ago, I was at the beach waiting for the sun to come up. I had my cameras out already. And saw something totally strange. It was nothing like I've seen before. I was looking up at the moon, and I was looking at my viewfinder. Actually, I was trying to focus on like a full moon that was over here. And in the viewfinder, I saw something go past the moon. It wasn't illuminated, just something. I thought maybe it was a bird or something, but it was pretty dark. This is the longest exercise I've had lately because it's totally different from the orange lights. I take my eye away from the viewfinder and I look up trying to see something with my naked eye, but I saw a strange, it's like a nebulous shape going over the sky. It was kind of like a dawn sky. It was still dark, but I'm looking at this nebulous shape. It was like a cloaking device kind of thing. It wasn't solid. It was just kind of wavering. And then as I looked at it straight overhead, it went toward the east, and it accelerated at a major speed, this nebulous shape toward the eastern horizon. Of course, I was too dim to get this on video or camera. I just was sitting there and thinking, what the heck was that? I'll never know, but once in a while, I'll fly my plane around up in the clouds, and I'll see something so fast I can't get a picture of it. I might see a white orb or something shoot between the clouds, and I'm thinking, well, maybe, I don't know, it happens so fast, usually I can't get my camera ready. But I do have a camera going in the plane nowadays, mainly because of these sightings. In the last 5 years, I've done something I didn't do for the first 36 years of flying. The last 38 years, but the last 5 years at least, I would say, since my sightings, I've got cameras running almost probably 80% of the time inside on the wing of the plane now, just in case I could catch something. I've got a cockpit camera going, which mostly you see the dashboard and you see my back of my head or something, but you can hear the conversation on the audio, records the audio, anything I might say to myself, like, what the hell is that? But I've got I got a wing camera I keep running pretty much most of the flights. I haven't really been able to get anything captured on that since the last 5 years. But I think the day will come where I'll get something else captured on film that might be interesting to look at, and probably unexplainable like everything else. I'm a little very open-minded person. I'm not gonna jump up and down and say that I saw an alien spacecraft, you know, because I don't know what it was. I just know I've seen a lot of things in the sky. I've been flying so long. I know what I'm looking at, you know. I mean, I see things. I can identify most everything. I've seen a lot of things in the sky. I can usually explain what it is, but I'm always looking around. I think a lot of pilots do that. They're always, you know, they know what they're looking at. And they see something that's unusual, that's really unexplainable. A lot of guys won't talk about it, because especially guys who fly for a living. They work for airlines or something. They're always afraid or ridiculed or losing a job or... So, like, I fly partly for business, my own plane, to take care of my personal business, and also, of course, I'd fly mostly for pleasure, but I do use it for business. But if nobody's going to fire me if I report something, because I see in the sky, nobody, I don't work for an airline, that's going to get upset and want me to keep quiet about it, but I'm trying to think what else I might want to tell you. I'm always looking forward to the next unexplained thing that I can document. I got something I can tell you, which is interesting. I do a lot of photography with I get my tripod out, and I see a full moon, I might see Jupiter looking bright, and I'll get my telephoto lens out. I got a nice Nikon D53, I believe it is. D53 on Nikon with a nice 300mm telephoto lens. Well, I've taken many, many pictures like Jupiter, for instance. You can pick out the four Galilean moons that are orbiting Jupiter that are larger than the four moons, and I'll crop and enlarge it. And a couple of occasions, I would get a crop of Jupiter, and I see a small streak on the side of the picture. One of my 61s was a small streak, and I thought, okay, I captured a meteor, which I didn't see the naked eye, and took a picture of it. So I blew this thing up. It's not a straight line anymore, it's a zigzag line. It's like, I had a shutter speed of a half a second taking this particular photo. So I counted 26 zigzags in a straight, well, I called a straight line before I blew it up. So there's something in the sky, whether it was in orbit or I don't know how far away it was, whatever it was a stationary object, or the shutter was open for a half a second. So this object moved zigzag 26 times in a half a second, and I'm just trying to think what would do that, you know. So I've just seen a lot of things through either flying or taking photographs. I send the photographs to people who I know that are more expert at analyzing photographs than I ever will be. I'm asking what they think it might be, and a lot of people don't. Most people can't tell. One person thought it was a satellite wobbling in space, and I'm thinking, I guess it could be if you know what you're talking about, but I've just seen a lot of things in my lifetime. Flying a whole lot, fly about four times a week. Just matter of fact, this morning I flew from the beach, the same beach, Oceanville Beach. I flew the same beach with my sightings back to Raleigh this morning after a business trip. Just trying to think what else might be interesting, but I'm always looking and waiting for the next thing. So anything else you want to know, Michael?
That's about it. So you've been flying for over 36 years?
Actually 43 years, but I probably didn't start carrying nice cameras with me until about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, after my sightings while I was flying. I'm thinking, I got to start I've got some gorgeous air photography with these cameras every flight, you know, sunsets, gorgeous sunsets, all kinds of stuff, but one of the reasons I started putting these cameras on the plane is because I want to be ready next time I see something. I want to have some documentation. And I may never see anything else, but just want to be ready next time. Like, I've got some great video when I was standing on the beach back in October 2011. And I'll send you, I think what I'll do, I'll send you a link, a YouTube link to that video. It's only a 20-second clip.
Okay.
But during that 20-second clip, I got four of these lights appearing and disappearing over the ocean. It's the same clip as the Myrtle Beach News aired in 2011.
Cool.
Like I said, if I get some of this stuff on the airplane, it'd be something else. It'd be interesting to maybe send to the media. Myrtle Beach News Station has been one of the best stations, I guess, down that way for like reporting the strange. Like, there's so many sightings down there. Tourists are always seeing these things. Hmm. It's just like anything else in UFOs. How many people see things and never talk about it because they're afraid that somebody's going to laugh at them?
Yeah.
I that doesn't bother me. I tell people about it because I'm fascinated by it. I'm open-minded. I don't know if they're aliens or what they are, but I just know that I can't explain it. Like I said, the TV show on the Discovery Channel is called Uncovering Aliens. There's four episodes down. You could probably Google and find it on the internet. The episode I was in was called Abductions and Bright Lights. I was in the very beginning of the episode where they interviewed several people who live in Myrtle Beach. I didn't live in Myrtle Beach. I just happened to be flying my plane to Ocean Isle Beach, which is only about 30 miles from Myrtle. I saw my sighting, and then they wanted to talk about it on the TV show. I wonder if I'd have got more than 4 minutes out of it. I just thought it'd be cool. Mainly, one of the things I did it is I thought it'd be cool to see my plane on TV. I hate to say that, but
yeah.
I guess see my plane on TV, which is kind of neat, but I'll tell the story like I remember it. And I think they really wanted me to come out and say, hey, man, they were aliens. I know for a fact they were aliens. I really can't honestly say I know that for sure. They might be. I'm looking on possibilities. But I can't. I might look on TV and say I saw an alien spaceship over the ocean. I've seen some strange things down there, and a lot of people have. Like I said, I'm open-minded on possibilities, that's the way I'll always be. So, yeah, I've been flying 43 years, and it's been really good to me. It's helped me in my other careers and business get ahead. It really helps me in my present business where I can travel between my three warehouses and get there quicker. I got warehouses in Myrtle Beach in Raleigh and in Virginia. That's where I've got three warehouses that I run and that I've started a company and started a company 27 years ago. Then I bought my own plane. I rented planes for the majority of my flying career, but finally, in 1998, I bought my own airplane, which still have today. I just feel fortunate. I got a love of aviation and photography. Kind of goes hand in hand, and one day maybe I'll get something that's fascinating to look at for everyone to kind of analyze and see what they think it is.
Mm. What kind of plane? What kind of plane is it?
So it's a Piper. It's a Piper Dakota. That's the name of the plane. It's a four-seat, single engine plane. It's built in 1979. Planes are not like cars. It's a 1979 plane. Looks in great shape. They're required to be maintained in safe condition. I thought maybe at some point I'd buy a newer plane, but that's not going to look any better than mine. It's not going to be safer than mine. It's just going to cost more money.
Yeah.
I've got pictures. You've seen. You've seen pictures of my plane before on the internet. I could always send anything you want. If you ever want pictures of anything, my plane, or like I said, I'll definitely send you a link to that YouTube clip of the lights over the ocean. In the video, you see this kind of a whitish orb. That's the full moon. It's not real focused. This is kind of hazy because of front of it, but you'll see a light appear. You get probably look at HD. If you try to look at it on a low resolution, it's going to be hard to pick out the light. But if you got HD, if you set your Google or your YouTube the highest possible resolution, it'll be pretty clear. The lights kind of appear and then disappear suddenly. And I'm actually narrating it when I'm seeing them. I say, hey, there's a light to the left. There's a light. You know, I can't remember exactly what I said now, but I say, there's one. You can hear me talking. And, I'm not really overexcited, you know, but I'm just kind of describing what I'm seeing here. I've seen the lights, you know, after that video was taken. My daughter and I were on the deck of a beach house. Probably a year after that, and we saw these strange twinkling lights come over, and all of a sudden the orbs appeared. My daughter was going, wow, that's cool. And she runs in the house. This is when I'm still married, of course. She runs in the house and tells her mom, like, Mom, I saw these lights. Daddy's talking about. And the X-ray just kind of shut her down. I was also disappointed in you. You know, you're even talking about that kind of stuff. I'm thinking, no, this is an old problem. You know, you got a person who's at the mind is trying to open the wonders of the universe, and somebody shoots them down to kind of know. And it's just, that's something that happens a lot to people when it's sad. It's just more people should tell people what they see and not be afraid of ridicule and people laughing at them. Hey, you know, it doesn't bother me. You know, I kind of just laugh along with it if they want to laugh about it. But there's a lot of strange things out there, Michael. You didn't just watch any of the stuff on the internet. You know, most of them, they're not even 9%. It's probably explainable, and a lot of it's hoaxes, but there's a small percentage that's unexplainable, and it will never be explained. It's fascinating stuff.
Yeah. It seems the good old cases don't seem to occur as much anymore, you know. And then we're stuck with stories of, you know, that all these drones that people are buying and flying, and then the Chinese lanterns and stuff. We've had sightings of Chinese lanterns here, and it was disheartening for some of the people who thought they were looking at something unusual.
Well, the two aren't the most sighting. I saw an actual Chinese lantern going up in the air. Somebody walked on the beach, and it's no comparison to what I saw. I've seen military players, I've seen Chinese lanterns, I've seen drones. Like, you're right, the drones, the proliferation of drones is going to cause a lot of false alarms and a lot of people being upset when they're seeing something. That's going to happen. It's interesting stuff. I appreciate people like you researching and continuing to research. I appreciate you contacting me and asking me to tell my story. It kind of feels good to get off your chest every time I tell it. Somebody is willing to listen to it and not laugh about it.
Well, it wouldn't be fair for me to laugh about it because I've had several sightings since 1974 and I'm 52 now.
It's only a matter of time before somebody gets out of the room. It's a lot of stuff going on, and people keep their heads buried in their cell phones and they don't care, really. But it's a lot of things going on, and I really do believe we're not alone. It's the universe is too immense. And,
yeah.
I mean, I saw an alien spaceship. I can't really say that, but I believe there are other intelligent races out there. Are they able to visit us? Maybe. You know, it's a romantic kind of thought to think they're here and visiting, and it's something you want to believe in. It's and I really believe the odds are in favor of it. And I know, whether we have disclosure by the government who knows more than we do, or we actually have a mass sighting that leaves no doubt anymore. You know, hopefully it'll happen one day without causing mass hysteria. Causing problems in society with all the... It would shake up the foundations of our society, sure, with all the religious establishments and...
Oh, yeah.
Things like that, you know, who would... And governments, too. The governments and religious establishments, they don't want anything like this to come out. If they want to keep control like they always have any way they can. And if something that could shake up society and it would affect their control, I think they would suppress the information. I think this is an age where it might be accepted more than ever.
Yeah, it's not the 40s anymore. It's we're in the 2000s, and it's like people are more aware of science and scientific advancements and stuff than we were in the 40s. So definitely no reason to keep some of the information, you know, secret. At least the knowledge that we're being visited or whatever should at least be let out. You know, talk about the physical traces and evidence that were found at landing sites. You know, that's another main focus that they should do. But, you know, as long as they just leave it up in the air and leave it up to people like you and I to have our own sightings and speculate or not speculate on what they are, we're almost left as if, you know, feeling like we're kind of alone. We're not really alone, though, because there's so many people that either believe by faith or they've actually seen something. You know, and yeah, I know people who've actually seen beings, so they're more convinced than I am, or just as much as me, but a little bit more over the top, because they've actually seen the beings on board the ships, you know, like looking through a telescope or something.
I would love to see the kind of thing that leave a doubt in my mind whatsoever, but, you know, it's hopefully in our lifetimes it'll come out. See beings, that'd be a really life-changing moment.
That'd be the clincher, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, I could see myself getting out of my business and, devoting a lot more time to research and running down from the hot spots to see what I can see.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, listen, it was awesome to talk to you. You just let me know for sure next time you have another sighting. I mean, obviously you're flying all the time, so it's like you're bound to see something else, especially if where you live and where you fly is a hot spot, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of Myrtle Beach before, and it's like, yeah, we're up here in Ontario, Canada. I mean, we hear about some of the reports in the States. I mean, I get some word, but not all the time. You know, but it's fascinating because it needs to be shared with people, and you're right. You know, it's not good to speculate and jump to the conclusion, oh, yeah, it is alien, I saw that. But yeah, at least you're cautious. You're like me. It just, you know, if for yourself, you may have had some inclination that there's something definitely high-tech and super advanced, the way they're maneuvering or disappearing or appearing or whatever, that obviously we can't do with our technology.
Yeah.
But, But yeah, to explain it and express the way you do it, it's the best way. It's the honest truth, and it's and if you don't know, you don't know. I hate people that make up stories and say scientists, you know, instead of saying I don't know, they'll come up with all kinds of explanations or whatever and say, this is what you saw. But anyways, it was awesome to talk to you. And
thanks for letting me tell my story. It always feels good to get it off my chest.
Well, any time, and just keep looking at the website, and, you know, if you want to, it's a good starting point for educating yourself, unless there's something on there that may not be new or might be new, I don't know, but I try to do it from the basic standpoint of some layperson who doesn't know anything about UFOs and what kind of questions would they be asking or what kind of evidence would they be looking for. I try to post it up there. So.
Exactly.
All right.
You did a good job. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. And you take care and safe flying.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care, Gary.
All right. Good night.
Good night.